Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 6th of September, 2017. We are in the book of Ecclesiastes, and it is actually about the gatherer of verses that speaks to an assembled congregation, and that word is Koheleth, the assembler. They have the preacher. It has similar connotations, but it's mostly a gatherer of sentences, the assembler of sentences to be spoken and to be read. So let's get into chapter 5. We did chapters 1 through 4 on Monday. Pardon me while I clear my throat. There we go. So let's get into chapter 5. Now, I will be reading from the King James, but the words have been corrected because they were mistranslated. So I'm going to do the properly translated King James Version. Verse 1 of chapter 5, guard your foot when you would go to the house of Elohim. In other words, watch how you walk as a way of life. And to draw near to hear is better than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. They're sacrificing and making a big to-do about all of that, but their lifestyle is not that of godly people. Well, we have that in the Judeo-Christian churches today. They go and pray and to the Lord and God every Sunday. And when they've made their show on Sunday, they go back out in the world and live according to the world. This does not make the cut according to Yahweh's laws. You cannot be in the world and of the world and be of Yahweh. You have to choose. You have to choose the world, or do you have to choose Yahweh's teachings? And they don't want to part with their stuff. Verse 2 in chapter 5, be not hasty with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim. For Elohim is in the sky, and you upon the land. Therefore, let your words be few. Don't run off at the mouth. He doesn't like long, involved public prayer. He does not care for that, because that's what the Pharisees did. Very loud. Oh, they just pray out in front of everybody, and their teat seat on their garments reached all the way and dragged on the ground to show their piousness. And they weren't pious at all. We have a lot of that today. The appearance of piousness, but the lifestyle is not pious. A little hot coffee there. Verse 3. Because a dream comes through the abundance, 7230, of tasks, 6045. And a fool's voice is known by multitude or abundance of words. In other words, by their fruits you shall know them. If the guy's talking a lot but not doing, boy, we have a lot of that today. Oh, they sit in the amen pew and, oh, amen, hallelujah, oh, yes, preach on, brother. But then they go right back out the door into their world of stuff. Verse 4, and you can reference Psalm 66, verses 13 and 14 for verse 4 of chapter 5. When you vow a vow unto Elohim, it has defer, that means do not delay, to pay it. In other words, when you dedicate something to Yahweh, follow through on it. Because he has no pleasure in fools. Pay, 7999, that which you have vowed. Okay? Follow through on it. Don't give lip service. Actually do what you say you're going to do. Well, I'm going to do this for Yahweh, and then you don't do it. Bad business. Verse 5, better is it that you should not vow than you should vow and not complete it. Boy, does that say volumes right there. You should have kept your mouth shut. Because if you weren't sincere, it's only lip service, and boy, Yahweh does not like that. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Remember that one? That's what he's talking about here. Verse 6, suffer not, or do not allow your mouth to cause your body, that's 13:20, literally flesh, to sin. And sin here is 2398. That is to miss the mark of righteousness or duty. Neither say you before the messenger that it was an error. In other words, it was a mistake on my part. No. Continuing on. Why then should God be angry at your voice? Or for what reason should Yahweh be angry, or Elohim, be angry at your voice and destroy the works of your hands? In other words, punish you. Well, he's destroying the works of the hands of the insincere Israelites today. They talk all this stuff. Oh, they talk a good game. But they're not doing anything. They're calling upon the Lord and God. That's not his name. His name is Yahweh. Verse 7. For in the abundance of dreams and many words, there are also vanities. There's that word vanities again, worthlessness. But fear or hold in awe you, Elohim. Pardon me. Verse 8 of chapter 5, if you see the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of justice, that's justice, 4941, judgment, justice, and righteousness or justice, 6664, in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regards it, and there be higher than they. So all these big leaders and politicians and the people that think they're high muckety mucks and they pervert all the law, Yahweh's higher than them, and there's going to be a payback required for that. But they don't want to hear that because they think they're top dog. They're the big dog on the porch. Well, they're still dogs. Verse 9. Moreover, the advantage of the land is for all. The king is served by the field. In other words, the king isn't going to make it unless somebody's growing crops. Well, the system isn't going to hold up if they don't support the people. And they're not. They're robbing the people. They are bleeding the people today dry. That's why it's going to fall apart when the pyramid scheme topples that is currently governing us. It's going to be ugly and violent. It's prophesied. And it's coming to pass while we're watching, brothers and sisters. Verse 10, he that loves money shall not be satisfied with money, nor he that loves abundance with increase. This is also vanity or worthlessness. What is this money, this fake money that they're using? Pardon me, I have to cough. What is this fake money going to do when the financial system collapses? Can't eat it. Gold and silver? You can't eat gold and silver. You're going to need hard trade goods, toilet paper, arms, ammunition, food, clothing, warm clothing, cool clothing, medicine. Real items are going to have worth, and that money is not. Verse 11, when goods increase, they are increased that eat them. What did I just say? Food. And what profit is there to the owners of it, saving the look of them with their eyes? Okay? They look at the owners of all this food. Verse 12, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much. But the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep. He's up all night worrying about his stuff. Boy, is that ever true. Verse 13, there is a severe evil, that's 2470, severe or sore evil, which I have seen under the sun. That's in this world, okay? In this world, he uses that a lot, under the sun. That means in this world, this order of arrangement, the way things are working or not working today, okay? Like he said, there's nothing new in this world. It's a repeat and repeat and repeat of stuff that went on before. There's a sore evil which I have seen under the sun. Riches kept for the owners of it, or possessors of it, to their harm. 7451. They hoard their money. Verse 14, listen to this. But those riches perish by bad business. Evil, harmful, bad business. And he begets a son, and there is nothing in his hand. All his riches are gone. Businesses and riches fail. Boy, do they. We're watching them crash now. And the theme of the whole thing is when you accumulate all this stuff, you don't take it with you when you go. Verse 15, and you can reference Job chapter 1, verse 21. Pardon me, I have to cough again. Job 1:21, Psalms 49, 17 and 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. Verse 15, as he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. In other words, there's no U-Haul on the back of the hearse. You go naked into the grave, and nothing will go in of value with you. Boy, is he laying it on the line here. Verse 16. And this also is a sore evil, or a severe evil, that in all ways as he came, so shall he go. And what advantage has he that has labored for the wind? The wind just blows through and passes by. And that's what all his labors do. They just pass by. All the stuff just passes by, goes to somebody else. Verse 17, all his days also he eats in darkness, in ignorance. And he has much anger and wrath with his sickness. 2483. Let me look that up. That's 517. His sickness, that's a malady, anxiety, or calamity. Okay. Much anger with his anxiety. He's worried about his stuff. Well, what's the point in worrying about stuff? You're not going to take it with you. Verse 18, behold, which I have seen, it is good and lovely to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he labors under the sun that's in this world all the day of his life. In other words, enjoy what you've worked for, which Elohim gives him, for it is his portion. That's your lot in life, okay? Verse 19. Every Adam also to whom Elohim has given riches and wealth and has given him power. Okay. Given him power. At 7980. That's to dominate or govern, to permit. Okay, $79.80, and we'll go to Brown Driver Briggs, to domineer, exercise power over, dominate, have mastery, be master, lord it over. In other words, stuff that's his. He's given him the permission and the power to eat of it, in other words, and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of Elohim. If you prosper, it comes usually from Elohim. If you're righteous. Now, the wicked are prospering because of the Satan. That way they won't buck the system. And he's already got them, so why should he bother with them? Let him have all the money. Because it's like everything else in the world. It's worthless and it's going to burn up. But if you oppose the Satan and you tell the truth, he's going to mess with you like he messes with us at EFR. And all of you out there that have calamities in your lives, if you're living a righteous life, that's an attack by the adversary. Because he wants to break your faith in Yahweh. That's what he tried with Job and failed. Keep the faith until the end, even unto death, because we'll come back. This is not all of what life is. This is only a testing ground to see who you will serve. That's all this occupation in these bodies that we have right now are. This cannot be all of it. Because if this is it, and just stuff, that's pretty worthless. There's not much point in it, because there is a much greater plan of Yahweh, and we will see things we never dream we will see when the Messiah comes back. It is going to be absolutely marvelous. We cannot give enough praise to what's coming. We just can't. There's not enough words in our language to praise enough. But we'll be given more language. Only in our spirit can we praise enough. And Yahweh hears what's in our spirit too. Just we exult and have extreme joy that we are blessed enough to be of His chosen people. Verse 20. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because Yahweh, or Elohim, answers him in the joy of his heart. What did I just say? I hadn't read that verse, and it just came to me. He answers him with joy. The joy that I feel when I read the word. The joy that I feel when I read the emails, that the word has touched somebody out there. Not my doing. Yahweh's doing. His glory. I am a creation. He is the creator. He gets the glory. And that's what we tend to forget all the time. Oh, we did this and we did that. What happened when Moses and Aharon said the second time, when he smote the rock instead of speaking to the rock, must we bring you water? Moshe didn't have the power to bring the water, only Yahweh did. And that's why he couldn't enter the promised land, because he didn't exalt Yahweh. He spoke in his person. Must we bring you water? What water did Moshe bring? None. The power of Yahweh brought the water. The power of Yahweh is going to defeat the enemy. He's letting them have enough rope to hang themselves so he gets the glory. The glory goes to the Father in heaven, not to us as warriors in his army. We are his battle axe and weapons of war, but he is the one that does the wielding of the battle axe and weapons of war. He is the top of the universe's pecking order. And we need to remember that a lot more often than we do. Well, that ends chapter 5. And now let's begin chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun. Translate in this world. Again, it's in here a lot. And it is common among Adam. A man to whom Elohim has given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wants nothing for his being of all that he desires. Yet Elohim gives him not power to eat of it, but a racially alien man, or a man of an alien race, eats it. In other words, all the stuff he worked for, the racial alien will take it. What's happening today? And continuing on in that verse, verse 2, this is vanity or worthlessness, and it is an evil disease. Evil disease. Now let's scroll down here. Disease, 2483. A malady, anxiety, or calamity. It's an evil calamity. What's upon us today is a calamity with the incoming of all these aliens that are taking our substance. That is a calamity. That's not a disease. They translated it disease. But it's a calamity, evil calamity. All right. Verse 3. If a man beget 100, in other words, fathers 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his life is not filled with good, and also if it has no burial, in other words, they just let him lay on the ground when he drops over, I say that a stillborn, that's a baby that's born dead, is better than he. Ooh, that's pretty harsh. Verse 4. For he comes in with vanity, that's worthlessness, and departs in darkness, that's ignorance, and his name shall be covered with darkness, as darkness. He will not be known for anything. Verse 5. Moreover, he has not seen the sun, that's the light. Okay, that's Shemesh, that's actually the sun. Nor known, and they have anything inserted, this has more rest than the other. Well, what do they mean by rest? 5183, quietness, quiet attitude, rest of death. Okay. The stillborn baby has never seen the sun. He has not known anything, and he has more rest in death than the man with all those sons and stuff. Verse 6, yea, though he live 1,000 years twice told, 2,000 years, yet he has not seen any good. Do all not go to one place? One person that dies goes to the same place as another. It goes into the earth. He's buried. Verse 7, all the labor of Adam is for his mouth. He grows his food, and yet the appetite is not filled. He's not satisfied with just having something to eat. Verse 8, for what has the wise more than the fool? What has the poor that knows to walk before the living? Verse 9, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Again, that's repeated. They use that a lot in this book. Verse 10. That which has been is named already, and it is known that it is Adam. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. In other words, you can't fight against an unopposable force. Verse 11, seeing there are many things that increase vanity, that's worthlessness, what is Adam more than these? This is arrogance, that's all it is. Verse 12, for who knows what is good for Adam in this life? All the days of his vain life, in other words, a worthless life, which he spends as a shadow. It's only a shadow of real life. For who can tell an atom what shall be after him under the sun? What's coming after him under the world? Into the world. You're going to die. You're not going to know what's coming later. You may think you do, but things change. We don't know what's coming in the future, really, because all of it's not revealed. Some of it is. We know Yahweh's wrath is coming, and we need to prepare for it. He's given us that grace period, which we're in right now. Even though we're in the beginning of the tribulation, we are there right now. We have had some horrendous things happen with all these wars and rumors of wars. It's absolutely terrible. We're in chapter 7, verse 1. You can reference Proverbs 22, chapter 1. This is a different thing. This is comparing wisdom and folly. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Oh, my. That's pretty heavy stuff. Verse 2, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all Adam. And the living will lay it to his heart. These are more like the Proverbs here. Very similar. This is Solomon's style of writing. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. You learn something from problems, in other words. Verse 4, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of the fools are in the house of mirth. They don't look around, see what's actually happening in the world. And they just party all the time. Boy, we see that today. Party, party, party! When the world's falling apart all around them and their race is being genocided, they don't notice. They got beer and whiskey and dope. Yeah, let's party, dude. Okay. Verse 5, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Boy. Verse 6, for as the crackling of thorns under a pot, they used to burn thorns as firewood to cook their food. And the crackling of thorns is that's the sound they make when they burn. So is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity. It's worthlessness. The sound of his laughter is just like the crackling of thorns under the pot. It's meaningless. It's babbling. Verse 7. Surely oppression makes a man, a wise man, mad. Okay. Let's look up mad here. Makes wise man mad. 1984. That's a primitive root to shine, to flash for life, to praise, be boastful. To act mad, here we go, here hit the poel text tense, to act madly, act like a madman. There we go, that's where they get that. And a gift destroys the mind. That would be like a bribe, 4979. And let's look that up here. Make sure a gift is, it takes his mind off of things so he isn't seeing clearly. He's enjoying the gift. Verse 8, better is the end of things than the beginning of it. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Boy, is that true. Verse 9, and you can reference the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. Be not hasty in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. So it's foolish to get angry over every little thing. Oh yeah. Boy, this is a book of wisdom here. Verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? Because you don't inquire wisely concerning this. Well, things used to be better than this. Well, things have happened. Verse 11. Wisdom is good with an inheritance. In other words, you manage what you've inherited wisely. And even more to them that see the sun. People that are awake and see the light. Verse 12, for wisdom is a shelter, 6738, and money is a shelter, 6738. But the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those that have it. You live a better life if you're wise than if you're rich. Verse 13, consider the work of Elohim, for who can make straight which he has made crooked. In other words, how are you going to undo the work of Yahweh? You can't. If he doesn't want something to prosper, he's going to mess it up. And you can't fight that. Let me get a little drink of water here. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, that's 7451 there, used as calamity or adversity, or they would say evil, consider, and that's 7200, to look and see. Elohim has also set the one over against the other for the reason that Adam should find nothing after him. In other words, there's nothing that's going to be yours. You're not taking anything with you again. Verse 15, all things have I seen in the days of my vanity. His worthless life. Because he's realizing that he has really screwed up. This is in his latter days when he had apostatized and he was away from Yahweh. There is a just man that perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongs his life in his wickedness. We're seeing that today. But Yahweh will be the final judge, brothers and sisters. It will all be made right. Don't worry that the wicked are prospering. This is their time right now. He's given them just enough rope to hang themselves. They will be destroyed. And those of the remnant of Israel that try to get close to Yahweh will be preserved. Verse 16. Be not righteous over much. In other words, self-righteousness. And judge others and say, oh, you're sinners. One, we're all sinners. Neither make thyself over wise. Why should you destroy yourself? In other words, in your pride. I've been accused of that, but then I just quote the word, and if that's prideful, so be it. I've been given all this. I didn't know I was going to get all this knowledge. And it's my duty to pass it on. And if that's pridefulness, because I've been blessed with a gift and I've been commanded to share it, you think I'm going to buck Yahweh after all I've been through in my worthless life and He blesses me like this now? And I'm going to say, no, people might think bad of me. I don't care what people think of me. I don't want to be politically correct. I want to be biblically correct. The opinion of men, good or bad, is vanity, like they're talking about in here. It is my job now to teach the word of Yahweh. That's what I have been commanded to do. And if you think I'm not going to do that because I'm worried about what somebody thinks of me, you're crazy. I'm going to do what He says. I have had enough of my worldly life, and I'm going to be obedient. And if you don't want to be, that's on you. If you hate me because I am, that's on you. You want to badmouth me on the internet? That's on you. It doesn't matter. I don't answer to men. I will answer to Yahweh, my Father. And only His opinion matters. Because the opinion of mankind is what He's saying in here. It's vanity. It's worthlessness. And there are a lot of people out there right now listening to this, nodding their heads in agreement. And there's out there people out there that are cursing and calling me names. Boy, I hate that guy. He really thinks he's something. No, I think Yahweh is something. I don't think I'm anything. I'm a tool like a hammer. The hammer doesn't build the house. It's the carpenter that wields the hammer. I'm Yahweh's servant. And if you choose not to believe that, I don't care. That doesn't mean diddly squat in the end. I have to answer to Him, not you. So you naysayers out there, just naysay. Have a nice day. Okay? Verse 17. Be not overmuch wicked. Neither be you foolish. Why should you die before your time? That's verse 17. Whoa! That's back in the day when Yahweh was smiting them down. He's not doing that right this second. He's letting them play out their play. So when they have all these massive forces gathered against true Israel, He's going to get the glory for smashing them. Not Israel, the creator of Israel, the one that chose Israel. He gets the glory, not us. That's the whole thing. Quit trying to take glory on ourselves. We are here and blessed by His will. And we need to remember that. Verse 18. It is good that you should take hold of this. Yea, also from this, let lie not your hand. In other words, don't let go. For he that fears or holds in awe, Elohim shall come forth of them all. In other words, we're going to come through all of this out of the ones that are in apostasy that won't believe. That's on them. They make a choice as we have made a choice. And we have to keep our faith even when the times are really ugly. We will come through this even in another body. What people don't understand and believe that are unbelievers is if we die, we'll be back. They won't. They choose not to believe. because they value the world more than faith. And that's foolishness. That's what they're talking about, foolishness in here. Verse 19 of chapter 7. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 having mastery, which are in the city. The high muckety mucks in the cities. And a wise man is better than 10 of them. Verse 20, for there is not a just atom upon the land that does good and sins not. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How about that? This is Solomon way back when writing this. And it applies to today. Because you're an Israelite that believes in Yahweh doesn't mean that you're not going to sin occasionally. And sin here is 2398, to fall short of duty or righteousness. We all fail once in a while. Not as often as we used to, but we'll slip up, and Yahweh understands this. We're still in the flesh. We're stuck in these bodies for right now. And we're subject to temptation, which we will not be after Yeshua's coming. There will be no more temptation from the adversary. We will not suffer the infirmities of these fleshly bodies. We will have new temples to live in. And they also don't believe that. I believe the promise of what Yeshua said. I believe the word of Yahweh as it was originally written. And if they choose not to do that, that's, again, on them. It's a free choice life here. Yahweh does not want puppets. He wants willing, obedient children. We have that choice. That's the choice you make. Verse 21, also give no heed unto all the words that are spoken, lest you hear your servant curse you. That's an odd one. I had to sneeze. I had a tickle and it made me sneeze. It's dry in here. The air conditioner's been pumping. Pardon me just a second. Ah, that's better. Verse 22 of chapter 7. For oftentimes also your heart knows that you yourself likewise have cursed others. So if you make your servant mad, somebody that works for you, and he curses you behind your back, you might hear it. Well, haven't you spoken badly of others in your life, all of us? Verse 23, all this I have put to the test, that's 5254, by wisdom. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. We think we're going to be wise, but we're not. We're the way off from it. Verse 24, that which is far off and exceedingly deep, who can find it out? In other words, who can search it out? Who can understand that which is beyond our mental capabilities? Okay. That's verse 24. Let me get down to 24. I wanna look exceedingly deep. That's a mock. 6013, and it's doubled for emphatics That's exceedingly deep. Deep thoughts, okay? Verse 25. I caused my mind to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, foolishness, even of foolishness and madness. Verse 26. Ooh, this is not, I didn't write this, so gals don't take offense. I'm going to read what he wrote. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets and her hands as bonds, who is good in the sight of Elohim, shall escape from her. But the sinner, one who falls short of duty or righteousness, shall be caught by her. Ooh. Behold, verse 27, behold, this I have found, says the Koheleth, that's a collector, counting one by one to find out the reason. Verse 28, which yet my soul seeks, but I find not. One Adam among a thousand I have found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Verse 29, lo, this only have I found, that Elohim has made Adam upright, but they have sought out many inventions. And inventions is 28:10, a contrivance or a mental, like a warlike machine, or mental machinations, a device or an invention of Adam, whether devising evil or making war machines to slaughter one another. I have said this over and over and over. What is this progress that we have in this world except making better ways to kill one another more efficiently? All this science, what have we managed to do with all this science? We've poisoned the air, we've poisoned the soil, we've poisoned the water, we've poisoned the minds of our children. We've allowed that to happen by the machinations within the school systems of the Antichrist Zionists that have taken over. We have sat back and allowed this to happen. They took over the television. Now it's the devil vision. They've taken over the radios. Well, all the blatherings of all these talking heads, they've taken over all the print media. They've taken over the movies. They're taking over gradually the internet. They're barring and banning the truth from the internet. Machinations, devices, inventions. And we're sitting back and allowing it because we feel, in general, powerless to stop it. But Yahweh's going to stop it. He has kept EFR on the air. We have been attacked repeatedly lately. A lot of websites have been taken down due to their devices and machinations behind the scenes. And it's not only the Zionists, it's well-meaning white people that are deluded by their lies that are doing this. They are being helped by our own Israelite people that don't know they're Israelites, and they're trapped in the world, and they are serving the adversary in their folly, the foolishness and vanity that he's talking about here in Ecclesiastes. Same deal, different day. They're following along willingly, and they don't know that they're doing evil. They think they're doing good. They are that deluded and perverted. This is absolutely appalling, but it is foretold. It's foretold. We've been told that this was going to occur. And lo and behold, it is. And we don't have to like it. But right now, we're fighting back as best we can. We're finding new ways to get around their evil, to stay on the air, to repost websites. We're fighting them tooth and nail. We're not laying down before this beast system. This is a silent, semi-bloodless war. We've had some attacks on white people and they've been killed. But this, again, is their way. They are violent. We are not. We are the victims. But they're crying that they are victims. That's how they do. They put their status on us. Oh, they're so evil, these white supremacists. I'm not necessarily a white supremacist. I am a Yahweh supremacist. I am a member of the chosen people that he chose, not because of our righteousness, but because he chose. We are chosen by him. Many, 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 many of us have walked away and turned away from Yahweh. He is calling back his remnant. One by one, we're trickling in. Like Gideon's army that he whittled down to 300 men against all the Midianites and the Assyrians and the Amalekites and all the others. And Yahweh utterly destroyed them. And Gideon only had 300 men and they broke those jars and exposed those lamps. And the light of Yahweh shone on them and they went mad and turned their swords upon one another. Well, he's going to repeat that. They're going to fight among themselves. They're already doing it. The Antifa have been exposed as paid protesters. And the Black Lives Matter people hate the whites that are in Antifa. And if they get a chance to turn on them, they're going to slaughter them too. And all these cops that everybody's afraid of, when it breaks down totally, brothers and sisters, they're going to be so busy covering their own butts trying to survive. There's just too many people as opposed to the number of cops. If everything goes into anarchy, they are not equipped to handle it. And if they try to bring in UN troops, it's going to be a bloodbath. There's too many guns in this country. People will fight. They will finally get up off their sofa and turn off the TV and go to the closet and get out the shotgun. They have no idea what it's going to be like. They think they are in power now and they're such bullies. And they have their black outfits and they have their Kevlar helmets and they have all these stun guns and tasers and all the police equipment. They have been militarized totally. But the people around them know where they live. And they forget that. And when the white public finally rises up, and it will, they're going to be up a stinky creek without a paddle. Okay? I'm being polite there. Time to go. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll catch you on the next show on Friday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers!
marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.